She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Well, things we are definitely thankful for. It's one of them, of course, is this woman. Mal the sports gal. Makes Woo-hoo! Us laugh every week, and she's back.
Hey,
Mal.
Hey, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, Mal.
You too, and I'm thankful for you guys as well.
Well, we appreciate that. What are your plans? You're going to your brother's as usual?
Yep, it's the every other year plan.
Oh, and, that's right, yeah.
This year, I'm going to my brother's house.
Okay, all right.
Now, Mal, what won't you touch on the Thanksgiving table? What food are you like, no?
Well, I have to look at the stuffing to make sure there's no celery.
That's the like the best part.
No, it's
Mal.
Not.
It's
listen to what you just said.
Differentiates Thanksgiving dressing from just breadcrumbs.
No.
Any other time of the year.
That's awesome. The thing is, you know, celery's on my list with glitter and clowns. So
yes.
I can't. I'll eat about anything. I mean, just celery is just like, that is my kryptonite, man.
Mm-hmm. Jen likes it.
It's
that's
terrible.
Ridiculous. Okay, anything else that you want?
Celery is awful.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Celery is, anybody at work, I can hear people quietly crunching on the other side of the wall sometimes, trying to make sure I don't smell the release of that antifreeze smell.
Enjoy your stuffing, everybody.
Yes. Delicious.
But there will be no celery at my brother's house. He hates it as much as I do.
Okay.
I think I'm good about anything there. I'll
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now let's get on to things you're not thankful for.
The Hawkeyes?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're going to start with them. It's the final weekend of the regular season. Hawkeyes at Nebraska on Friday. And, yeah, not that great of a season, even though they're going to a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll probably be the pinstripe bowl is what it's looking like. Nothing yeah. like being rewarded with, you know, below zero weather in Yankee Stadium.
Right. I know. It's hard to get excited mm-hmm. about. But anyway.
You know, that shows we're a little spoiled because we enjoy bowl games every year, unlike Cyclone fans.
There it is. There it is. The silver lining for Mal.
That's right. But, you know, and really I'm trying to be optimistic because I've been so lividly just pissed off all week, if I have to say, because the Hawkeyes 2 weeks in a row, the Bears 2 weeks in a row, fantasy loss to the last place team in my league. It's just, and then the Iowa Hawkeyes basketball team's falling apart.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It has been horrible.
It has. And
Mal, your record's terrible too this year on predicting games.
I didn't say anything for the record.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay. John Miro, that's all we're going to say, Kurt. Way to ruin his career.
Exactly.
Well played, Mal.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You know, I think he worked at the same corporate America I did at one time, if I recall.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
I don't know him, but
everybody seems to like him. And Kurt ruined his chances on The Voice by predicting him and going on and on and on social media mm-hmm. about how he was already the winner and blah
mm-hmm.
blah. So
mm-hmm.
And I've done the same thing to the Hawkeyes and everybody else this year. I'm just 11-11 is my record, and I just don't want to fall behind the 500 mark. These are kind of important picks, I guess.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the record, you're right.
You know, but things to be thankful for. I said the Hawks were going to be 6-6 this year. I might have predicted that right. I might not have. I hope I'm wrong. And I got kind of that right. That's sad. But we didn't expect much from them anyway.
Right.
You know, but things to be thankful for would be Nate Stanley, who I'm going to still go on about. He played well last week. You know, unfortunately, Iowa was severely outcoached by Purdue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they sure were. Sure looked that way, anyway.
Words I never thought I would utter in my life.
But it
you know, I went to the Iowa Ladies Football Academy, you know, with Jennifer in June, and I was able to meet players. I met Kirk Ferentz, the nicest guy in the world, so it's been really difficult for me to find that balance. Of hate and admiration. I love it. I mean, and the coaches were
you are
all awesome.
You're a true fan, Mal.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You live and die with them.
Right.
I love them so much. I do. But the thing is, Nebraska's had almost probably a worst kind of season in the way that every year, though, they have a new coach. And every year they disappoint the fans. And every year by this game, they're already saying that the coach won't return next year. Ever since they came to the Big Ten, they just it's not gone well.
No one hasn't.
But, you know, Nebraska is 4-6, but they've lost 5 of 6. And they have been putting up a few more points, I guess, the last few games. But they, their quarterback, Tanner Lee, I believe his name is, he's a lot like Stanley, same type of stats. Which, speaking of, Stanley has had 23 touchdown passes this year, and four more. If he got four more, which I don't know how that's possible, he would pass Chuck Long for Chuck Long's greatest season with the Hawks.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That is really amazing.
It is. And Josie Jewell, who should be up for the Butkus Award, is not. He's the best. I mean, to me, he had the most tackles. He should win the award, but he's not even nominated now.
I'm sorry, Colleen raised her eyebrows when you said butt kiss award.
Oh my!
That's funny. Oh,
it's funny. It is not an award in corporate America for loving your boss.
It's
I knew as soon as I said that.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got Josh Jackson. He's had some great things happen in the Ohio State game. I could go on. I just don't see how you can be the way you are after beating Ohio State that way. But that's just me. And I'm really trying not to be livid, and I'm really trying to look on the positive side of things. Football will be gone. So I do think that Iowa's going to get it together. They're very frustrated. They've admitted that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think Iowa is, God help me, usually when they travel west, it's not so pretty. But it's not that far west, I guess. So I am going to take Iowa to win this game. They're favored by 3, but I think they're going to win by 10, 24-14.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, winner 2.5.